ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್ ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇಮಯಿ ಸಂತು ತೇಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ. ಛಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 7. ಸನತ್ ಕುಮಾರ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಾ ಗುರು ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಸೀರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪ್ರತೀಕ ಉಪಾಸನಾನಿ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೋನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿದ್ಯಾ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಸೆಟ್ 15 ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಚ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲೇಟರ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸಿವ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಒನ್. ದಿ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರೀಫಿಂಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಲೇಟರ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದಿ ಕಾರಣಂ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್ ವಿತ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 6 ಆಫ್ ದ 7th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಗೇವ್ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಉಪಾಸನ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಫಲಂ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೀರೀಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ 7th ಉಪಾಸನ ವಿಚ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ 7th ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್. ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ, ಸೊ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ಇಟ್. ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ವಾವಧ್ಯಾನಾತ್ ಭೂಯಃ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನೇನ ವಾ ಋಗ್ವೇದಂ ವಿಜಾನಾತಿ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದಗುಂ ಸಾಮವೇದಮಾಥರ್ವಣಂ ಚತುರ್ಥಮಿತಿಹಾಸ ಪುರಾಣಂ ಪಂಚಮಂ ವೇದಾನಾಂ ವೇದಂ ಪಿತ್ರಿಯಂ ರಾಶಿಂ ದೈವಂ ನಿಧಿಂ ವಾಕ್ಯಮೇಕಾಯನಂ ದೇವವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ಭೂತವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ಕ್ಷತ್ರವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ನಕ್ಷತ್ರವಿದ್ಯಾಗುಂ ಸರ್ಪದೇವಜನವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ದಿವಂಚ ಪೃಥಿವೀಂಚ ವಾಯುಂ ಚಾಕಾಶಂಚ ಆಪಶ್ಚ ತೇಜಶ್ಚ ದೇವಾಗುಶ್ಚ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾಗುಶ್ಚ ಪಶೂಗುಶ್ಚ ವಯಾಗುಂಸಿ ಚ ತೃಣವನಸ್ಪತೀಂಚ್ವಾಪದಾನಿ ಆಕೀಟಪದಂಗಪಿಪೀಲಕಂ ಧರ್ಮಂಚ ಧರ್ಮಂಚ ಸತ್ಯಂಚ ಅನೃತಂಚ ಸಾಧುಚ ಅಸಾಧುಚ ಹೃದಯಜ್ಞಂಚ ಹೃದಯಜ್ಞಂಚ ಅನ್ನಂಚ ರಸಂಚ ಇಮಂಚ ಲೋಕಮಮುಂಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನೇನ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನೇನೈವ ವಿಜಾನಾತಿ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮುಪಾಸ್ವೇತಿ. ಎ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸನತ್ ಕುಮಾರ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಇಂಟ್ರಡ್ಯೂಸಸ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಆಸ್ ದಿ 7th ಪ್ರತೀಕ. ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್? ನಾರದ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್. ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ದ 7th ಪ್ರತೀಕಂ ಆರ್ 7th ಆಲಂಬನಂ ಆರ್ ಸಿಂಬಲ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ವರ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ 6? ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ರಿಫ್ರೆಶ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೆಮರಿ, ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಮ ದ ವರ್ಡ್, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಕ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್, ಥರ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮನಃ ದಿ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಷನ್, ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ, ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟೋಟಾಲಿಟಿ, ಅಂಡ್ 6 ಇಸ್ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ಅಟೆಂಟಿವ್ನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫೋಕಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದ 7th ಇಸ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ನೌ, 7th ಉಪಾಸನ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ, ನಾಟ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಅದನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ದ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಅಂಡ್ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್, ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ದೆನ್ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಆರ್ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ. ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಹೈರಾರ್ಕಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಷನ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ರೈಟ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವರ್ಬಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಮ. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಡೌನ್ ಟು ನಾಮ, ಈಚ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸನತ್ ಕುಮಾರ ಹಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಸ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ, ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಅಲೋನ್ ಒನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ನೋ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಐಟಮ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದ 6th ಒನ್. a big list is given. And if you remember, we have already seen this list before actually. When did we see? The first mantra in section 2. So, Rigvedam, Yajurvedam, Samavedam, Itihasa Puranam and all of them. There we have explained the meaning. So, we can refer to that again here. So, the net result is what? Through Shastra Vijnanam alone, we come to know all these things. So, the Bhuta Bhautika Prapancha, as well as the other animals, Pashugumscha, Vayagumscha, Trina Vanaspatincha, Swapadanyak, Kita Patanga Pipilakam, all that we have seen. So, all of them we come to know through Vijnanam. Kita, Patanga, Pipilakam, all those I have translated earlier. So, both Laukika Vijnanam and Shastrartha Vijnanam, both we come to know. Then, Dharmam cha, Adharmam cha, Dharmam and Adharmam, Satyam cha, Anrutham cha, Satyam and Asatyam. In Mantra 1 of this section, fourth line from the bottom, it gave all that again. So, Satyam cha, Anrutham cha, Sadhu cha, Asadhu cha, all that. Shankara asked the question actually here, what is the difference between Dharmam, Adharmam and Sadhu and Asadhu? Both are same only. But Shankaracharya, he differentiates Dharmam and Adharmam is from Shastriya Drishti. Whereas, Asadhu and Asadhu is from Laukika Drishti. So, the other is from the Drashta angle. And the next one is Hridayajnyam, Ahridayajnyam. What is pleasant and what is not pleasant? Annancha, rasancha, food and nutrition. Annam is food, rasam is the essence, food and nutrition. Imancha, lokan, amumcha. This loka as well as the other lokas, all of them. Vijnane naiva, vijanati. Therefore, he narada, vijnanam upasva. So, how should we read actually? Vijnanam brahma iti upasva. So, think of vijnanam as brahman and do upasana. This is the seventh upasana and the phalam is given in the next mantra. We will read. Sayo vijnanam brahmetyupaste vijnanavato vaisa lokan jnanavataha abhisidhyati yavat vijnanasya gatam tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati yo vijnanam brahmetyupaste asti bhagavo vijnanadbhuya iti vijnanadvavabhuyosthiti tanme bhagavan brivitviti. All these mantras are repetition mantras only, except the upasana is changed. So there is not much to describe because we have seen this so many times. The palam is also very similar to the palam of the previous upasanas. So, yaha vijnanam brahmetyupaste, the upasaka. If it is a sakama upasakam, he will go to such lokas which are full of vijnanam and jnanam. So, vijnanavataha lokam. And the world which possesses vijnanam, so vijnanavataha is actually adjective to lokam. So, takaranda pullingaha, vijnanavat sabdaha, dvitiya bhavachanam. So, all this for grammar students. So, not only the world of vijnana, jnanavataha lokan, world of jnanam also he will go. So, here actually two questions can come. What is the difference between vijnanam and jnanam? Shankaracharya, he says, vijnanam refers to sastriya jnanam, scriptural knowledge, jnanavataha, laukika jnanam, material knowledge. So, the upasaka will go to the world's scriptural and material knowledge where there is in plenty. And then Shankara asks the second question, how can the world have scriptural and material knowledge? World is after all inert. How can the world, an inert object, the world can have knowledge? He says the world of knowledge means the world of the people who have got knowledge. That means what? The upasaka will be surrounded by learned people. He will be in the company of scholars. Such lokas he will go to as a result of this upasana. So he won't go to all the dumb areas. He will go to the areas where all scholars are present. And tatrasya yata kamacharaha bhavati. He will have access to all those lokas. And immediately after listening to this, Narada is in a hurry for the next state again. Therefore he asks, asti bhagavaha vijnanatvavam bhuyaha asti iti. He is asking the question, is there anything more extensive than vijnanam? And Sanat Kumara answers, yes. there is something vaster than Vijnanam. And he says, Narada then asks him, Tanme Bhagavan Brabhitva Iti. What is that? Can you please tell me? And Sanat Kumara is going to give that next one in the next section, section number 8, which will be the 8th Upasana also. Mantra 1, section 8.
Balam vava vijnanat bhuyaham apiha shatam vijnanavatam yeko balavan akam payate sayatha bali bhavati atottatha bhavati uttishtan paricharita bhavati paricharan upasatta bhavati upasidan drashta bhavati shrota bhavati mantha bhavati bodha bhavati karta bhavati vijnata bhavati balena vai prithivi tishtati balena antariksham balena dyauh balena parvataha balena deva manushyaha balena pashavascha vayagumsicha trina vanaspataya swapadani akita patanga pipilakam balena lokas tishtati balamupasveti.
Mostly you may be able to follow the meaning as and when I read itself. So what is the eighth stage of Upasana? Sanat Kumara, he says, Balam. Balam vava vijnanat bhuyaha. Balam means power or strength. Strength at all levels. Physical strength must be there. Mental strength must be there. So only when mental strength is there, intellectual strength will be there. So strength in general is superior to even vijnanam, because vijnanam requires strength to gather vijnanam. That is the development. Vijnanam requires strength to gather vijnanam. So to attend the class, actually, for example, for people to sit for 1 hour, you require what? Again, strength. Otherwise, you know, knee will hurt, back will hurt, that will hurt, all that will happen. And to remember what has been taught, strength again required, because memory power, that is also strength. Therefore, strength is the karanam for vijnanam. And if you remember the 6th chapter, section 7, if you remember of Chandogya, there was an experiment. What was the experiment? If you remember, the guru told the student, you can drink water. Water will give you prana, life. But do not eat food for 15 days. Annamayahi somya manaha. When you do not have physical strength, mind will be, you know, mind will not be able to recollect. After 15 days, Guru asks him to chant Samaveda, and the Sishya says, nothing strikes my mind, I forgot. Therefore, Balam is basic. So the teacher says, Balam vava vijnanat bhuyaha. And how to prove it? He says, apiha shatam vijnanavatam. Imagine, there are 100 lean, educated people, shatam. Educated people are there. And there is one strong person, maybe a gunda. This one strong person, with one stroke, will push all of them. That's what all those asuras were doing those days. All these rishis were doing tapasya. Many of them, they come and destroy every one of them. Therefore, Upanishad says, apiham shatam vijnanavatham ekaha palavan. Even if 100 of them are there, one balavan can poo-poo everyone. Akampayate, he shakes them off. And Shankaracharya, he gives the example of an elephant. Elephant does not have vijnanam. But what it has? It has got so much of strength. So even if 100 people would come, just with its trunk, it can throw them off. Therefore, shatam api vijnanavatham ekaha balavan akampayate. So do not neglect strength. And what are the advantages of having strength? Sa yada bali bhavati. Bali means one who is strong. Bali, balavan. So only when a person is physically strong, atha uttatha bhavati. First he can get up and stand. He has to first stand up himself. Many times we need some stick or something or somebody else to pull us up. So mere standing itself requires some strength. In school, what they say? Stand up, sit down, all that. For example, if somebody has to tell that to us, who are maybe 70s, 18s, and stand up and sit down, maybe they may do it once. 4 times, 5 times, it's going to be a problem. Therefore, that would be a project by itself. Sitting up and standing up and sitting down, maybe for 10 times. It's a project. So Upanishad says, Atham uttatha bhavati. First, getting up requires strength. then uttishtan, when a person can get up and stand, then only paricharita bhavati. He can do some service to a learned person, serve a learned acharya also, we supply here. And paricharan upasattha bhavati. Only when a person serves an acharya, he will become a dear disciple to the acharya, because acharya will look at the shraddha of this person. So before becoming a disciple, that is why Krishna said in the fourth chapter, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Therefore strength is required for seva, and seva is required for becoming a dear disciple to the guru. Upasatta, so priya shishyaha. He will become close to the acharya. And only when he becomes a priya shishyaha, drashta bhavati, he can approach and meet the guru. Drashta bhavati, he can meet an acharya as a disciple. So here in this context, drashta can become what? He can become dear to the acharya and he can meet him. That's what it means. So he will have the access to the acharya. Acharya looks at his shraddha and he is willing to teach him. Okay. What will happen then? Shrotha bhavati. Where all starts? Strength. So only then he can do shravanam. He can listen to the shastras. And only when he does shravanam, mantha bhavati. He can do inquiry. He can do mananam or think about the teachings of the shastra. Here we are not talking about, you know, the Brahma Vidya itself. This is general study of any shastra. And only when he listens to and analyzes, bodha bhavati, he becomes a learned person. So for vijnanam to come, balam is required. And so this development, you know, he is communicating every time. So the teacher wants to say at every stage, what is the karanam? And only when he is a well-educated person, he can work somewhere and have a career. So why he does all that? To work. So kartha bhavati. Kartha means what? Implementation of whatever knowledge he has gathered to shravanam. Like, you know, vaidika karmani. All those vaidika karmas he will be able to do, perform. Kartha bhavati means shastriya karma anushtata bhavati. He will become the anushtata, the follower of all the practicer of all the shastriya karmas. And only when he implements his learning, vijnata bhavati. Here vijnata means karma pala bhokta bhavati, anubhavita bhavati. He will enjoy the results of his own karma. So the entire series begins with what? Balam. Bali bhavati. So that is why when children are not healthy enough, you cannot send them to school. Where is the question of learning or getting employed? Because they are not strong enough. Therefore, be strong. So balam is superior. So balam is not only important at the micro level, balam is required at the macro level also, samashti also. Therefore, Sanat Kumara glorifies it as what? Balena vai prithivi tishtati. How much energy, power must be there for the earth to rotate around itself and also to go around the sun also. Therefore, prithivi survives because of its strength. Then balena antariksham tishtati. The intermediary lokas, they also stand because of power. Balena dyauhu, the upper lokas, the heavenly regions. So, prithivi is bhuloka, antariksham is bhuvarloka, suvarloka is maharloka, and all those things is dyauhu. So, all the upper lokas. So, balena parvata hatishtanti, all the mountains, balena deva manushya hatishtanti, all the devas, manushyas, they are also standing because of balam. So, balena Pashavascham, Vayagumsicham, Tishtanti. All the animals, Pashavascham and Vayagumsicham, birds. Trina Vanaspatayaha. Trina means grass. We have seen this earlier. And Vanaspatayaha refers to all the creepers and all that. And Swapadani, insects. All of them stand because of balam, the strength. Keta Patanga Pipilakam. Pipilakam means ants. So, somebody here asked the question, how is the ant able to carry a weight which is many times more than its own weight? 20 times, 30 times, 50 times its weight, it can carry. Imagine us, how can we carry like that? Can we carry like that? But, palenam, pipilakam tishtanti. Pipilakam is all this ant. Patangaha means moth. Kita is all these insects, worms and all. In short, balenam lokaha tittati. Everywhere is balam, strength. So what should you do? Sanat Kumara says, Balam Upasva. May you meditate upon Balam, the strength, as Brahman. Then what is the Palam? That is given in the next mantra, Mantra 2, Section 8.
Sayo Balam Brahmetyupaste Yavad Balasya Gatam Tatrasya Yata Kamacharo Bhavati Yo Balam Brahmetyupaste Asti Bhagavo Balad Bhuya Yiti Balad Vava Bhuyo Sthiti Tanme Bhagavan Brivitviti.
These lines are common in all the shlokas. So we can add ditto in all of them. Same type of results. So this Upasaka will go to all the lokas which are extensive as Balam is. Again, Narada asks the question, is there anything superior to Balam? And Sanat Kumara says, yes. And he agrees to teach it. Balam is the eighth in the Upasana series. Now the question is, what is superior to Balam? That comes to in the ninth section that we will read.
Annam vava balad bhuyaham tasmat yadhyapi dasharatrirna ashniyat yadyuha jivet atava adrashta ashrotham amanta abodham akarta avignata bhavati atannasya ayai drashta bhavati shrota bhavati manta bhavati bodha bhavati karta bhavati vignata bhavati annamupasveti.
Now the ninth one, Sanat Kumara says, is what? Annam vava balat bhuyaha. Annam, or food, is certainly superior to balam, the strength. Why? Because balam is karyam, the effect. Annam, the consumed food alone, is karanam. Because when we consume food alone, we get strength. How do we prove annam is the cause of balam? Very simple. Anvaya vetireka logic. Do not eat for Shivaratri and see the condition next day. Later you eat and see the condition also. You will know. Therefore he says, annam vavam balat bhuyaha. Tasmat yadyapi dasharatri. We said one Shivaratri only. He tells not dasharatri. Sanat Kumara wants to make sure really. So he says, for 10 nights or 10 days, dasharatri, ratri is actually dutiya bahuvachanam. So for a duration of 10 days, if one does not consume food, then you have to complete the sentence by supplying what? Again, see the person, he may not die, but he will be as though he is dead. He will not have enough strength at all. On the other hand, yadyuha jivet athava. Athava means on the other hand. If he has not died, the Upanishad says, even if he is alive, he is as good as not living. Why? Because he cannot do anything mentioned in the previous sections. What are all those? Sayata bali bhavatim, atottata bhavatim, uttishtan paricharati bhavatim, paricharan upasatta bhavatim, upasidan drashta bhavatim, shrota bhavati, manta bhavati, bhota bhavati, karta bhavati, vignata bhavati. All those he will not be able to accomplish. So that list, all those activities will not happen. So what he says, he is adding a letter A before all of them. So he says, for all of them, he says what? Ashrota bhavati, amanta bhavati, abodha bhavati, akarta. So all those things he will not be able to do. So yadyuha jivet athava. If by chance a person survives after those 10 days, adrashta bhavati, he cannot see things properly. And ashrota bhavati, cannot hear anything. Amanta bhavati, no question of any analysis at all. Abodha bhavati, no question of knowing. Akarta bhavati, no question of implementing any knowledge. And avignata bhavati, he cannot reap for any experience. That is the palam. That is karma palam bhokta api na bhavati. And suppose after 10 days, when the food arrives after 10 days, and also he consumes the food. Even if he just looks at the food, what will happen? Ata annasya drashta bhavati, shrota bhavati, manta bhavati, bodha bhavati. All we have to add. So, anne sati palam, anne asati pala abhavaha. When there is food, you get strength. That is a benefit. And if there is no food, you won't have it. Tasmat annam evam balasya karanam. The reason, the cause for balam, strength is annam. That means what? Karanam, annam, is more extensive than karyam, the effect, balam. Therefore, hey Narada, annam upasva. May you meditate upon annam, the food. Do not say, that is what I am doing all the time and keep on eating. All the time think of food only. Then what is the phalam? For anna brahma upasana, that is given in the next shloka. Shloka number 2, section 9. Sa yonnam brahmetyupaste annavato vaisa lokan panavato abhisidhyati yavadannasya gatham tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati yonnam brahmetyupaste asti bhagavo annadbhuya iti annadvavabhuyosthiti tanme bhagavan brahvitviti. So, why cannot the Upanishad, you know, enlist all the 15 together and then say in one section and then give the palam together as, you know, as did or did all. It says everyone separately. That is the style of Upanishad. It enjoys perhaps presenting the dialogue one by one. It's the style of the Vedas. And we should have patience with that pattern, essentially. So, what is the palam of Anna Upasana? The Upanishad says, the Upasaka will go to those lokas where there is plenty of annam and plenty of panam. Panam is drink. So, if annam is there but jalam is not there, what to do? Therefore, annavataha lokan, panavataha lokan, abhisidhyati. As a result of this upasana. Panavataha lokan means all those lokas with lot of drinks, water and all that. And as usual, Narada asks for the next one. And Sanat Kumara says, I shall teach you. Now, where are we? Annam. Annam is the nayantu upasana. Now we will go to the 10th upasana in the 10th section. And following ones actually are the Panjabhutas. Annam is over. Annam represents what? Prithvi, the earth. From Prithvi will be Jalam. From Jalam, Agni. And so we will go to all the 5 Bhutas. Apovava annad bhuyaham tasmadhyada suvrishtirna bhavati vyadhiyante pranaham annam kaniyo bhavishyati ata yada suvrishtir bhavati anandinaha prana bhavanti annam bahu bhavishyati thi apayeva ima murtaha yeyam prithivi yadantariksham yadhyauhu yad parvata yad deva manushyaha yad pashavaschavayagum sicham trina vanaspataya shvapadani akita patanga pipilakam apayeva ima murtaha apaupasveti apovava annat buyaha. Apaha. Apaha is actually feminine, it's a plural. So buya, buya actually should be buyasyaha, is a better reading actually. Buya instead of buyaha, buyasyaha. So in some books it's also there, buyaha is there, neutral gender. So what is the meaning here? Water is superior to annam. Why? Because annam, the vegetable kingdom, they all of them, they come only when there is rain. Without rain, all of them. So therefore, apo vavam annat bhuyaha. Yes. Okay. Apo vava annat bhuyaha. Water is superior to anna. And how to prove that? Again, the same anvaya, vetireka logic. Plenty of rain, there is samriddhi. Kale varshatu parjanyaha prithivi sasyashalini deshoyam krobarhitaha sajjana santu nirbhayaha. So, when there is lot of rain, there is samriddhi. And that is the prayer. And the Upanishad says, tasmad, therefore. That means what? Since water is karanam and annam is karyam, yadam suvrishtir na bhavati, when there is deficiency of rain, vyadiyante pranaha. All the pancha pranas of the jiva, of an individual, they become afflicted. That means what? Life is threatened. So, vyadiyante, so dukkinaha bhavanti, all living beings are afflicted, disturbed. And annam kaniyo bhavishyati iti. And they are worried that there will not be enough food at all. Annam, going to be a drought that year. So, the growth will come down. Thus, without rain, we are caught. Therefore, annam kaniyaha. Kaniyaha means alpam, deficient. So, food will be deficient. So, iti chintaha, so vyadiyante pranaha. All the jivas, they will be disturbed. Whereas, yadam Suvrishtihi bhavati. When there is plenty of rain, enough rain, and not ativrishti. Ativrishti means excessive rain. That is also a problem. So when there is plenty of rain, then anandinaha pranaha bhavanti. Here pranaha, that could be understood as praninaha, the living beings. So they all will be anandinaha. They will be all very happy. That year we will have plenty of annam, especially from the farmer's angle. Their life is dependent on agriculture. Our life is depending on them also. And what is their thinking? Annam bahu bhavishyati. We will have enough food, enough annam. With this thought, anandinaha bhavanti. They all become happy. Therefore, apaha is important. And this is at the level of jivarashis. And the Upanishads also says, all these solid materials in the creation have ultimately come from water only. Actually, in Taittiriya Upanishad, in Bhrigavalli, we have seen, akashad vayuho vayo ragnihi agnerapaha adbya prithivi prithivya oshadayaha oshadibhyonnam annat purushaha savayesha purushonara samayaha. So therefore, all the murtaha, tangible physical materials, ultimately have come from water only, or come out of liquid state only, we can say instead of water. So even the earth was once upon a time a molten state only and then condensed. Therefore, apaha can be understood as water or liquid state also. So apaha eva ima murtha, tangible substances. And what are those? Yam prithivi. Prithivi refers to earth. Yat antariksham. The list we have seen before. Yam prithivi, yad antariksham, yad dyauhum, yad parvata, yad deva manushyaha, yad pashavascha, vayagumsicha, trina vanaspataya, shvapadani, akita patanga pipilakam, apayeva ima murthaha. So all the visible world is ultimately from water only. That is why the Upanishad says, apova idagam sarvam vishwa bhutanya papranava apa pashava apo annam apo amradama apasam rada apo virada apaswa rada apasam chanda gishya apo jodhi gishya apo yeju gishya apo satyam apa sarva devata apo burbu vasuvar apa om. So the water, he takes that water, a spoonful of water in the Udharani, he takes that water and addresses the water. Hey water, everything, all this I listed, is all yourself. What an awareness it has created. Therefore, apaha eva imaha ima murtaha. Okay. So what? Sanat Kumara says, apaha upasva. Therefore, may you practice jala brahma upasana. Upasana on Brahman in the jala. Apaha in waters. So again, when you may you meditate upon the jalam as Brahman. And what is the palam for this upasana? Sayo po brahmetyu paste apnoti sarvan kaman triptiman bhavati yavadapagatam apangatam tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati yo po brahmetyu paste asti bhagavo adbhyo bhuya iti adbhyo vava bhuyo sthiti tanme bhagavan brivitviti. So whoever meditates on jalam as Brahman, he will go to the extensive lokas where he will enjoy tripti, contentment. Because in the mantra it was said, jalam in the form of rains gives tripti to humanity. How? By giving a lot of food. So since jalam is tripti janakam, is the cause of tripti, contentment, the jala upasaka also will go to lokas where he will have tripti, contentment. So, tripti man bhavati is the phalam. Again, Narada asks, what is the next higher thing? And Sanat Kumara gives that in the next section, section 11, we will read.
Tejo vava adhyo bhuyaha tadva etad vayum ahrityam akasham abitapatim tadahurnishochati nitapati varshishyati vayitim tejayeva tatpurvam darshayitva ata apasrijate tadedat urva bischam tirashchi bischam vidyut bihim ahradas charantim tasmad ahur vidyotate tanayati varshishyati vayitim तेज एव तत्पूर्वं दर्शयित्वा अतापः सृजते तेज उपास्वेती.
सो इन दिस 11th सेक्शन सनत कुमारा इज एंटरिंग दि नेक्स्ट हायर एंटिटी कॉल्ड तेज. तेज रेफर्स टू दि अग्नितत्व एंड अग्नितत्व इज नॉट मियर फायर. We look upon Surya, Chandra, Nakshatras, Lightning, Vidyut, all of them as Agnitattvam only. And here Sanat Kumara says, Agnitattvam is superior to Jalatattvam. Because Agni is Karanam of Jala. If you take the order of Panchapuda Srishti, so Brahmanadavalli of Taittiriya Upanishad again, Akashad Vayuhu, Vayor Agnihi, Agne Rapaha, Apaprati. So all these things in that hierarchy. But here Sanat Kumara says that our regular experience also proves that Agni is the cause of Jalam. And that experience is being described here by showing what? The rainy season comes only after the hot summer season. The summer indicates Agni Tattvam as Karanam and the rainy season indicates Jala Tattvam as Karyam. Therefore, this natural phenomenon is explained here. तेज एव अद्भ्यः भूयः. अग्नितत्वम् इज सुपीरियर टू जलतत्वम् एंड ड्यूरिंग समर सीजन व्हाट डू वी एक्सपीरियंस तद्वाम एतत् वायुम आगृह्य. तत् मीन्स व्हाट दि फेमस तत्वम दि अग्नितत्वम टेकिंग दि वायु एज दि सपोर्ट. आगृह्य मीन्स सो दि आधारत्वेन स्वीक्रिय. सो यूजिंग वायु एज द सपोर्ट थ्रू वायु Agni heats up the whole sky or Akasha. It does not heat the Akasha directly, but through Vayu it heats, which pervades the Akasha. Therefore, Vayum Agrihya, Agrihya, Akasha, Avastabhyam. So, Avastabhyam. So, Akasham, what it says, Abhitapati, it heats up. So, the whole atmosphere warms up, then the temperature goes up. And how do we say this thing? So, Sanat Kumara says, Tad ahuhu. People start talking about this all the time. Conversation begins with what? Oh, summer has started. It is very stuffy. It is very hot. So, tad ahuhu. People always talk. And nishochati. So, what? Samanyena sanjapati. So, the temperature is warming up all over. Nishochati. General increase of temperature. And because of the increase of temperature, what is our experience? Nishapati. Because of that, we feel heat in the body. So, visheshena dehan tapati. The difference is both at the micro level and macro level, body level. And not only that, they say sooner or later, the rain will come. During summer season also, when the temperature goes up, we have summer showers. And later during rainy season, normal rains come. Therefore, he says, varshishyativa. All these three are within quotations. This is what people say. So, Sanat Kumara is quoting the conversation of various people. Temperature is up, body is burning, rains are going to come. All these people say. So, in all these seasonal experiences, what do we see? Always the heat principle precedes the Jala Tattvam. That follows. So, Agni is Karanam, Purva Bhatitvad Agni is Karanam, and Jalam is Karyam because Paschat Bhatitvad. Therefore, he says, Tejaha eva, Agni Tattvam. Tejaha eva, that is refers to the Agni Tattvam. That alone, Purvam Darshayitva, presenting itself first as the preceding principle. Atha, afterwards, Apaha Srijate, Atha Apaha. So, has to be split actually, Atha Apaha, Atha Apaha. So, Apaha Srijate creates water. Water created then. Apahasajate, and not only in the form of summer heat, Agni Tattvam serves as the cause of rain later during rainy season also. The Agni Tattvam alone appears in the form of lightning. Therefore, he says, Tat Yetate, the very same Agni Tattvam, which was very much present during the summer season, that Agni Tattvam alone precedes before the rains also. How? Urdhvabhischam, Tirashchabhischam, Tirashchibhischam. So what it does? Vidyat. So lightning. And what type of lightning it is? And this you have seen actually. Two types of lightning are there. Urdhvabhi, Vidyudhi. In the form of the vertical streak of lightning. We have seen that also, lightning. That we have seen, vertical streak. And Urdhvabhi, vertical streaks of lightning. And Tirashchibhi, through horizontal streaks of lightning also. So this lightning represents what tattvam again? Agni tattvam. Remember, our subject matter is what? Agni is karanam, jalam is karyam in this upasana. Therefore, karanam is more extensive than karyam. That is the logic that we should not forget all the time. So, tirashchi bihi chan vidyut bihi. Through such streaks, along with this lightning, what is right? Ahradas charanti. This agni tattvam alone comes in the form of thunder. So, ahradha means the sounds of thunder. What is thunder? He says, agni tattvam alone appears in the form of thunder, along with the streaks of lightning. Therefore, ahradha sandaha charanti. Sandaha means that we have to supply actually. Charanti, it moves in the atmosphere. So, because of this reason alone, again, people declare the following. What do they say? Tasmad ahuhu. The people say, because of this alone, they declare vidyotate. There are flashes of lightning. Stanayati, varshishyati va iti. Stanayati means there are, you know, peals of thunder. They are all coming. There is lightning, there is thunder. Lightning and thunder, they represent agni tattvam. And immediately, what do they say? Varshishyati. Soon it is going to rain. These are all what people say. Again, that indicates that agni is karanam and jalam is karyam. And therefore, what is the conclusion? Tejaha eva tatpurvam darshayitva. Agni tattvam alone appears in the beginning as the karanam. And atha, afterwards, apaha srijate. The agni tattvam alone produces rains. And therefore, agni is superior to jalam. All these discussions are again just only to show agni is superior to jalam. More extensive than jalam. Okay. Therefore, what should I do? Teja upasva. May you practice upasana on agni, tejaha. So, if you take the 15 upasanas mentioned here, you will find that all the forces of nature have been covered. Not only at the macro level, at the micro level also. Mind, speech, all of them are also covered. Which means, if one practices these upasanas, he has indirectly practiced Vishwarupa upasana as given in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So, here nature itself is directly taken for upasana. Therefore, annam, when you say prithvi tattvam, the earth principle is over. And when you say jalam, jala tattvam is over. Now, we have come to agni tattvam, all the elements Sanat Kumara is covering. Okay, tejaha upasva. Then what is the palam for this upasana? Given in the next mantra, we will read. Sayas tejo brahmetyupaste tejasvi vaisaha tejasvataha lokan bhasvataha apahata tamaskanabhi siddhyati yavat tejasaha gatham tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati yas tejo brahmetyupaste asti bhagavas tejaso bhuya iti tejaso vava bhuyo sthiti tanme bhagavan brivit piti. The palam is again similar to yaha tejaha brahmetyupasate paste. If it is a sakama upasaka, we should remember sakama upasaka and nishkama upasaka, palams are different. Then after death, for the sakama upasaka, he will become tejasvi bhavati. He will become bright devata, like devatas. And having become devata, tejasvataha lokan bhasvataha abhisidyati. He will go to higher lokas, which are all very bright lokas. Bright, we can take in the regular primary meaning also as bright, and they are bright lokas, and it can be taken in a figurative sense also. He will be bright and happy himself. So that much joy will be there. And apahata tamaskan, the worlds which are free from tamaha, all kinds of darkness. Apahata tamaskan means, so it's a bahuvidhi again. So apahata means free from darkness. Also can be taken as the literal and figurative sense also. It is a bright lit world, lot of light in that place. That's number one. And his face is also free from gloom. He has a very bright, smiley face. His face is bloomy and not gloomy. In both senses, we can take it. Abhisidhyati means, and how extensive it will be. Yavat tejasaha gatam tatrasya yata kamacharaha bhavati. He will have free movement. This person will have free movement in all those lokas, all over. ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ అగ్నితత్వం. అండ్ అగ్నితత్వం ఈజ్ మోర్ పర్వేసివ్ దాన్ జలతత్వం బికాస్ అగ్ని ఈజ్ కారణం అండ్ జలం ఈజ్ కార్యం. దర్ఫోర్ కారణ రూపేణ హీ విల్ హ్యావ్ మోర్ ఎక్స్టెన్సివ్ మూమెంట్ ఫర్ హూమ్ యహ తేజ బ్రహ్మ ఇది ఉపాసే. అండ్ నారద ఇస్ ఇన్ హరి అగైన్ హీ సేస్ లెట్ అస్ సీ ఆల్ దట్ లేటర్ ప్లీజ్ నౌ టెల్ మీ ఈజ్ దర్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ మోర్ ఎక్స్టెన్సివ్ దాన్ దిస్ ప్రీవియస్ అగ్నితత్వం. దర్ఫోర్ హీ ఆస్క్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ అండ్ సనత్ కుమార్ సేస్ ఎస్ అంటిల్ బ్రహ్మన్ దిస్ కార్యకారణ చైన్ విల్ కంటిన్యూ. వి షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ ఫైనలీ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ది అల్టిమేట్. So only after reaching Brahman, which is the Moola Karanam, the journey at that point only will end. So with this, the 11th section is over and the 11th Upasana also is over. Now we have to enter the 12th section and the 12th Upasana we will read.
Akasho vava tejaso bhuyan akashe vai surya chandramasa ubhavum vidyunnakshatrani అగ్నిరాకాశేన ఆహ్వయతి ఆకాశేన శృణోతి ఆకాశేన ప్రతిశృణోతి ఆకాశే రమతే ఆకాశేన రమతే ఆకాశే జాయతే ఆకాశే అభిజాయతే ఆకాశముపాస్వేతి.
సో సనత్ కుమార్ సేస్ ఆకాశతత్వం ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ టు అగ్నితత్వం. ఆకాశ వావ తేజస భూయాన్. And as even we read this, a question might arise. What is that? After Agni Tattvam, why does he jump straight to Akashaha? Because what we said, Agne Rapaha, so Vayor Agnihi. So Vayu should be in the next higher level, not directly Akasha. Why he directly jumps to Akasha? So Shankaracharya, he observes that and he gives a note. The reason he gives is, while talking about Agni Tattvam, he has included Vayu also, where Vayum Agrihyakasham Abhitapati. Taking Vayu as the support, in the previous mantra, we saw this line, taking Vayu as the support, Agni heats up the atmosphere. Since Agni goes along with Vayu as the support, Agni and Vayu have been taken together as one unit in that section. This is what Shankaracharya gives as the reason. Also, we can see another reason. Later, Pranatattvam is going to be separately mentioned as the 15th stage of this Upasana. And since Pranatattvam is nothing but Vayu's expression or manifestation, Prana, Pana, Vyana, Udana, Samana, manifestation of Vayu, perhaps Sanat Kumara leaves it out, Vayu, here. Whatever may be the reason, he does not mention it here. That much it's adequate for us to know. So he says, Akasha, he means what, Sanat Kumara? He says, Akasha is superior. And what is the reason? Two reasons can be given. Here the Upanishad gives one reason. We have seen in all the previous case that Karanam is superior and extensive. And that is why we said, Tejaha is Karanam and superior to Apaha. Similarly, we can argue, Akasha being the Karanam of all the later elements, Akasha is more extensive. How do you know Akasha is Karanam and the later ones, later other than the other elements? Again, Taittiriya Upanishad says, Tasmadva etasmadatmana akasha sambhutaha akashadvayuhu vayoragnihi agnerapaha adhyaprithivi. But instead of giving Karanam as the reason, Sanat Kumara gives another reason here. He says, Akasha alone accommodates everything. Therefore, Akasha is the accommodator and container of everything in creation. So, container must be bigger than the content, isn't it? Therefore, he says, all the four elements like Vayu, Agni, Jalam, Earth, and all the suns, moons, stars, planets, all living beings, they all exist, they rest in Akasha, in space only. And not only they reside in Akasha, they do all their transactions also in Akasha. Therefore, Akasha is more pervading. And now if you look at the shloka, Akashe vai Surya Chandramascha Ubhav. Sun as Agnitattvam, Surya, exists in Akasha. Therefore, Sun exists in Akasha, and so Akasha is greater than Agni, because Sun is again Agnitattvam. Similarly, Chandraha, moon, also is a version of Agni Tattvam alone, and it also exists in Akasha. Then Vidyum Nakshatran Yagnir, lightning also is a version of Agni. Why we mention this? Remember the previous one also is Agni Tattvam. Therefore, Sanat Kumara specifically mentions all these Agni Tattvam, Surya, Chandra, Vidyut, Nakshatras, all are accommodated in Akasha only. Therefore, Vidyut, the streaks of lightning, flashes of lightning, and Nakshatrani, all stars, they are all nothing but Agni Tattvam only. They are all embodiments of fire. And of course, Agni, the very Agni, the regular fire that we use, they are all in Akasha only. And not only all things and beings are in Akasha, what else? They are not only there, they also exist in Akasha. All transactions take place in Akasha. And what are the some of these transactions? Sanat Kumara says, Akashenam Ahvayati. One person addresses another person and interacts where? In Akasha. Thus the caller and the answerer are both in Akasha only. Akashena Shrunoti. Through the medium of space alone we listen, Shrunoti. Akashena Pratishrunoti. He listens to the answer also in Akasha only. In short, all the conversations which are in the form of transactions happen in Akasha space. And Akashe Ramate. Ramatha is given in the text. It should be taken as Ramate because of Sandhi rule. So don't correct it. It's not a mistake. So thus a person reveals because of his, as he revels, a person revels, he is happy because of his association with anything dear to him. Priyam Samyogena Ramate. Priya Samyogam. Association with a dear person or dear object. All the Samyogas, associations, they take place where? In Akasha only, in space only. That is why in deep sleep, there is no Akasha. There is neither Sanyoga nor Viyoga. Therefore, Jagratavastayam Akasha Vartate. In waking state, there is Akasha. Samyoga Viyoga Api Vartate. Because of that only, you have association and dissociation. And Swapanavastayam also Akasha Vartate. There also Samyoga and Viyoga also. They are there in Swapanavastha also. Only in deep sleep state you are not aware of anything, and that is the reason at that time neither Samyoga nor Viyoga takes place. Therefore, Priya Samyogena Ramate. Because of this association, Samyoga, the person is very happy. He embraces, he hugs, he is jumping up and down. This Ramana. And Akashe na Ramate. Again later, he experiences displeasure. Because of what? Viyoga. When separation happens, when something else leaves, and that Viyoga also happens where? In Akasha only. So, Samyogasya Karanam Akashaha. Viyogasya Karanam Api Akashaha. So, Ramanasya Karanam Api Akashaha. So, Aramanasya Karanam Api Akashaha. So, when he revels in Akasha, he also has Dukkham in Akasha only when something goes away from him, Viyoga. So, for everything, Karanam is Akasha only. And not only that, Akashe Jayate. All the things, the seeds are causes, they all produce their karyam in Akasha only. A seed when you plant in Akasha again, it sprouts into a tree, into a plant. So a spout or plant grows in Akasha. Not only it grows in Akasha, it grows into Akasha also. It is in Akasha and grows into Akasha. It needs a place, a spout for the spout, and to grow also it needs space. Therefore, Akashe Jayate, Akasham Abhi Jayate. Abhi, it means into. In the direction of Akasha alone, all leaves and spouts, they expand. Therefore, as an accommodator, as an ashraya, we can call it as an ashraya, as a container, Akasha is more extensive than all the previous 11 tattvams. This is the 12th one. So what is the benefit now? Akasham Upasva. May you practice space meditation, which is nearest to Brahman. So we have often talked about this earlier. Before one conceives of Brahman, learn to conceive Akasha. People always ask how to meditate on Brahman. Because Brahman is what? Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arupam, Arasam. It has no taste, no smell, nothing. How can I meditate upon that? Vedanta asks the question, how you understand Akasha? how you understand space, one cannot say, I do not understand. Why we cannot say that? If you do not understand, it will not come in your language. You can never have a word for something you do not know or understand. We regularly use the word akasha, and it is not absence of things. Akasha is a positive entity. If you say akasha is nothingness, then what will it mean? Between, for example, in this room, between that wall and this wall, what is there? Akasha is there. And if we say akasha is nothing, it means between the two walls there is nothing. And if nothing is there between the two walls, no distance is there between them, then these two walls should be in the same place. Therefore, when you say space or distance, it is not nothingness or emptiness. Akasha is a positive dravyam. Vedanta has been mentioning it in millions of years ago, before scientists have been struggling to understand, and even continues to struggle now. And now only they are getting some glimpse. They say, akasha is not absence of things. Akasha is a positive substance. Therefore, if one tries to conceive what exactly is akasha, one will get a mind subtle enough to conceive of or understand consciousness. That is the reason. Which is not a part, a product, a property. This we have been telling all the time. So consciousness is, that is one. Similarly, existence also. It is not a part, product or property. So that, say, it is an independent entity. And when you are not able to conceive of pure consciousness or pure existence, then what you should do? Start with akasha upasana. Because akasha and Brahman have got several things in common, features in common. Both are formless. Both are all-pervading. Both are indivisible. Both accommodate everything. Both are uncontaminated. Thus, we can see several common features between akasha and Brahman. That is why akasha dhyanam is considered to be the best upasana preceding Brahma jnanam. So, we have talked about eka rupa upasana, aneka rupa upasana, arupa akasha upasana. All of the mind has been turned for aham Brahma asmi iti jnanam. And that is why Chaitanyam is also called Chid Akashaha. Lord Nataraja in Chidambaram is what lingam? Akasha lingam, called Ambaram, Chidambaram. Swami Dayananda says, what is Chidambara Rahasyam, the secret of Chidambaram? You will say nothing is there, because in the Sanctum Sanctorum, nothing is there. And they do Arati. So you wonder, nothing is there. The idea is what? What you think as nothing is something. And what is that something? Akasha. Similarly, when you negate akasha also, in meditation, nothing is coming. When you say that nothing is, what is there? You only are there. When you say there is shunyam, the so-called shunyam is nothing but you, the formless consciousness. Akasha upasana is a beautiful upasana found rarely in the Upanishads. We have only a few examples. One example is in the 12th section that we just now read, Abhuma Vidyam, and another one is again in the Taittiriyam Upanishad. Sarvamitye kashem tad pratishtetyupasitam pratishtavan bhavati tanmahayityupasitam mahan bhavati tannamayityupasitam manavan bhavati tannamayityupasitam namyante esmai kamaham tad brahmetyupasitam brahmavan bhavati tad brahmana parimarayityupasita tat 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 tat. In all of them, tat nama, tat brahma, all that tat, akasha upasana beautifully presented in Bhrigavalli. So sarvamityakashe. Thus, this is a beautiful upasana, and so Sanat Kumara said, akasha upaswa iti, may you meditate upon akasha. So again, actually in Sikshavalli also, first chapter in Taittiriya Upanishad, akasha shariram brahma satyatma pranara mammana anandam shanti samruddham amrutam iti prachina yogyopa asva. Akasha shariram brahma. What is the body of Brahman? Brahman is what? Consciousness. For Brahman, the consciousness, what is the body? Akasha is the body. Both are unmeditatable. Very beautiful. May you practice that upasana. Then the next question is what? What do I get, obviously? What is the phalam? that is given in the next mantra, we will conclude with that. Saya akasham rammetyupaste akashavato vaisa lokan prakashavata asambadhan urghayavataha abhisidhyati yavadakasya akashasya gatham tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati ya akasham rammetyupaste asti bhagava akashadbhuya iti akashadvavabhuyostiti tanme bhagavan brivitviti. Similar param only, because yata yata upasate tadeva bhavtadeva bhavati, this we have already seen. That is the rule. Whoever practices this extensive akasha upasana, he will go to extensive lokas. Of course, the lokas are not named here. Idea is what? Higher lokas. And what is their nature? Akashavataha, where there is plenty of space. And prakashavataha, very plenty of light, tejastatvam. And asambhada, just as akasha is asangaha, unaffected by, uncontaminated by whatever it accommodates, similarly, this person also will remain unaffected in those lokas. He will be pidarahitaha. So, asambhada means, Sankaracharya, he comes is, anyonya pida rahitan. Akasha is in contact with everything, but it is not contaminated by anything, therefore unafflicted. And urghayavataha, which is available for vast and free movement. So, vistiranagatihi, all are, you know, these are all the various phalams. So, these are all the places he will go. So, they are all descriptions of lokas. Abhisidhyati, he will go to such lokas. And what is the extent of those lokas? Yavat akashasya gatam tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati. Whatever be the extent of akasha, that will be the extent of his motion or movement also. Yaha akasham brahmeti upaste. And this is the palam of that person. So, the sakama upasaka, he gets this palam. And what is the palam of the nishkama upasaka? Later, Brahman is going to be described as pure ananta. That is what we are going to see later. So, just as we use five principles for existence and consciousness, we will use the same principles for happiness also, with capital H. Be careful. So, happiness is not a part, product, property of the mind. Happiness is an independent entity which pervades and reflects priya, moda, pramoda, vrittis. Happiness is not limited by the boundaries of the mind, and we will see all those things later. Therefore, pure consciousness, pure existence, pure happiness, all these three are as objectifiable as spaces. And they have to be understood exactly as we understand space, in a particular way, it's a peculiar way. So, in whatever way you understand space, you understand as Satchit Ananda Brahman also. Then Narada asked the question, is there something superior to Akasham? And Sanat Kumara said yes, and Narada asked for that, which will come in the next shloka, next section, also in the next webinar for us. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य परसमहेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः.